Thousands flee as ethnic tensions in Assam, India increase. 55,000 kids are missing in India. And in Haiti, funding can save pastors a two-day walk. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence in India's Assam state last week forced the military to respond with a curfew after days of rioting. Gospel for Asia's Danny Pounos explains.
There's always fighting between tribes or land disputes, and so this is a very common thing up in the northeast part of India in those areas. But the violence is getting a little bit more severe, where people are actually being killed and there's rioting happening. And so the army actually has been called out to give a sense of security, but also to a sense of protection.
There are no easy solutions to this thousand-year war.
It's very, very deeply ingrained. It's not just the caste system. It's tribal and it's land. It's so many levels of dynamics of this. And then you got violence and you got strikes.
Curfew has disrupted GFA's ministry teams. However,
pray that God would give us opportunities to share the love of Christ, whether it's praying for people or counseling people, or maybe we have to do some relief work to kind of help people get back on their feet.
Next, over 50,000 children are missing in India. Katie Fiedler with India Partners says most missing kids become victims.
Many children are used in human trafficking and sold off either as slaves or even used in brothels.
India's Supreme Court has demanded a report on these missing kids by August 31st. A lack of government manpower means they probably won't meet the deadlines, but Fiedler says it's a step in the right direction.
They're getting out the information. They're saying that they want to do something about it. Even having a deadline like this is a great, great ray of hope for India wanting to take charge of what's happening in their country.
India Partners provides refuge for vulnerable kids. By learning about Jesus and making better choices, thousands of kids are saved. But the ministry needs your prayers.
That we would align ourselves with God's plan for children, His best plan.
This is Mission Network News. The Iranian pastor who has spent more than 1,000 days in prison will be back in court. Iranian authorities are demanding Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani return to court September 8th in answer to charges brought against him. The American Center for Law and Justice isn't sure if these are new charges. Nardarkhani was convicted and sentenced to death for apostasy or becoming a Christian. The church is growing in Iran. Join the effort to secure his release at the link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, pastors in Haiti have to walk as long as 2 days to get training at Baptist Haiti Mission's compound. The roads are often treacherous. Well, Baptist Haiti has started construction on housing and hopes to build a conference center in northwestern Haiti. Baptist Haiti's Ron Sparks says the need is vital.
Even as here in the United States, one of the main concerns in the church is keeping church leadership faithful to the Word of God, you can imagine how much greater a concern that is in a country like Haiti, where there's so much false religion and wrong teaching.
It'll also mean better community outreach.
There's many churches and schools up there with hundreds and hundreds of children that need to be given, on-site attention and teaching and encouraging in God's Word.
Sadly, though, all the funds have been exhausted.
They've already invested probably in the vicinity of $15,000 to $20,000 in what they've done so far, and I would say it would take at least that much more to complete the housing.
Consider giving through our website. And more than 125,000 people heard the gospel as part of the Palau Association's Love Tanzania Festival. Andrew Palau and more than 700 churches joined forces for the two-day festival August 11th and 12th. According to the Palau Association, more than 6,300 people made professions of faith. The weekend was full of live music, motocross, games for kids, medical clinics, and, of course, the gospel. Pray that these new believers will grow in their faith. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering you the book, Reformation in Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He says missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.